With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An off-duty Atlanta policeman has taken down a man opening fire at a very crowded food court, and that has raised a lot of appreciation on behalf of the city's mayor.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens says had the off-duty police officer not been here, the situation at the Peachtree Center food court could have been way worse. The officer shooting and wounding the 34-year-old gunman who has an extensive criminal record. He shot three people, a 47-year-old man, and two women, ages 69 and 79, all at the hospital, expected to survive.
And all are expected to recover from their injuries. Jurors in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial have found him guilty. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Hunter Biden has been convicted of all three felony charges related to the purchase of a gun in 2018 when prosecutors argued the president's son lied on a mandatory gun purchase form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Jurors found Hunter Biden guilty of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer, making a false claim on the application by saying he was not a drug user and illegally having the gun for 11 days. He faces up to 25 years in prison when he is sentenced. I'm Julie Walker.
Gas prices once again on the decline across the U.S. That's bringing some relief to drivers now paying a little less to fill up their thirsty tanks. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says June also is not normally a big month for demand.
There are still schools in session. There's a lot of traditions in the month of June. July and August are when we tend to see gasoline demand peak. There could be price increases down the road, again, associated with that rise in demand, should it be significant. But June is really kind of the calm before the storm of summer travel.
That's industry analyst Patrick DeHaan, and this is SRN News. The YMCA goes woke. Michael Harrington has a report.
The nearly 200-year-old organization was established to, quote, put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body. But these days, the YMCA and its sister organization, the YWCA, have embraced the LGBT agenda, allowing men to use women's locker rooms and restrooms. Katie Brown of the American Life League says, quote, the Y should take Christian out of its name. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A $4.2 million award the jurors ordered a Missouri school district to pay a transgender student is now under consideration. The Western District, Missouri Court of Appeals says a judge erred in ordering a new trial in the lawsuit over the bathroom and locker room access. That decision sends the case against Blue Spring School District back to the trial court. It will determine the reasonableness of the sum jurors originally awarded in 2021. This is SRN News. What do you think about the president's student loan policies? Washington correspondent Jennifer King says Americans seem to be split.
President Biden has made his work on student loan debt a campaign priority, but a new poll finds little support. Only 3 in 10 Americans approve of how Joe Biden has handled the issue, 4 in 10 disapprove, and the rest are neutral or don't know enough to say. That's according to a new survey from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The outlook wasn't much better among those with student loans for themselves or their families. 36% approve, while 34% disapprove. About 40% of adults think it's important for the federal government to provide student loan debt relief. That goes up to 50% among Americans under age 45. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration is warning consumers to avoid eating shellfish from Oregon and Washington. That's because they may be contaminated with toxins that cause what's known as paralytic shellfish poisoning. More details at srnnews.com.